Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
News came down today that a great baseball player had passed away at the age of 86, Hammerin' Hank Aaron. 2,297 runs batted in his career. 6,856 total bases. These are just legendary numbers that even to this day are best in baseball. And we face a time now where some of these legends are going away. These Hall of Famers are passing on, but we want to remember them. We want to remember them with people who knew them or played against them or in some cases played with them. In this case, it's somebody who pitched against him. And it's my pleasure to bring in on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline my friend Steve Blass, who pitched for the Pittsburgh Pirates and was and is a Pirate for life. Steve, Happy New Year. How are you?
Well, hanging in there like everybody else, but, you know, Rick, You're right. Last year we lost a lot of great players, and now I just heard about Don Sutton the other day.
Yeah, right.
A Hall of Famer, won over 300 games, which is phenomenal.
Tommy Lasorda.
And then the news about Henry. And I don't think anybody represented the game of baseball in so many ways as Henry Aaron did, with his body of work, as you were talking about. The fact that, you know, I never think that being a decent person gets enough respect. I think Henry Aaron was one of the most decent people I've ever run across. And you put that together with his body of work, he represented everything good about the game of baseball. He was a very gracious man. He was one of our great ambassadors. He's just fun to watch. He was a challenge to pitch to, but you relished the opportunity because you knew you were going to pitch against the best. And I was so honored to be able to play in an era that had a guy like Henry Aaron. He was just so good. He was one of the best. He was one of the reasons they call it the big leagues in so many ways.
Absolutely right. As Steve Blass joins us here on KDKA. Steve, when you look back, he started playing as a 20-year-old, and you know something about coming up and being young and things like that and getting a start in baseball like that. But to be in the big leagues that year and play 122 games that first season, and he didn't stop playing until 1976. In that time, there were only two seasons when he didn't play at least 120 games. He was never out of the lineup. How is it possible for somebody to play every day the way he played and stay healthy that time? That's remarkable to me.
Well, it's a combination of a couple of things. First of all, genetics, always put together, thanks to his mom and dad. But also the fact that he didn't want out of the lineup. He relished the opportunity. He cherished the opportunity to play every day. And thank goodness, because those are the kind of guys. Joe DiMaggio said he wanted to play every day because there might be some kid that didn't see him on a day that he was out. But Henry was remarkably consistent. The numbers were there every year, not only the health that you talked about, but the consistency and not only the home runs, but the RBIs you talked about, and the base hits. And he was so difficult to strike out because he didn't just commit to the home run. Now, maybe later in his career, when he was getting close to Babe Ruth's record, he would commit to pulling the ball a little bit more. But when I came up, he would hit with power to all fields, so he was basically unpitchable. So I faced him in my first major league appearance. I went into a game in the first inning, and Henry Aaron came up, and I said, "My God, I think I still have his bubblegum card in my wallet."
That was in your debut in the big leagues? Your first game you pitched to Henry Aaron?
I went in a ball game in Forbes Field. I was in the bullpen. I just got called up. Our starting pitcher, Tommy Sisk, got knocked out. And I went into the ball game to face the Milwaukee team. And I pitched to Henry Aaron in my first major league game. And I said, oh, my God. But you know what? If you have the right mindset, let me find out if I'm good enough.
Right.
So you cherish the opportunity rather than be scared of it.
Do you remember that?
I don't know how it worked.
Do you remember what happened?
Day, but I don't remember what happened. I got through it upright.
That's
but,
right.
I faced Henry so many times in a 10-year career. We played the Braves a lot, and I always seemed to I didn't miss a series. So it was a chance to find out if you're good enough because he was the best, and it was just to watch him, the way he handled himself. He was an underrated right fielder. He was an underrated base runner. You know, when they talk about the five tools of a good major league ball player, well, if you look in the dictionary for the five tools definition, Henry's picture is there.
He had them all.
He could do all those things, do them well, still be one of the great ambassadors. I mean, this is a complete person who we just got lucky enough to have in the game of baseball.
Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is where we find Steve Blass, longtime Pittsburgh Pirate player and broadcaster, and certainly somebody I've known for a long time and have enjoyed getting to know. Steve, talk about the civil rights issues that he dealt with. A lot of people don't realize how much he was disdained by some for the fact that as a black man, he was catching up to a white guy's home run record. And talk about what he went through in that regard.
He handled it outwardly with such grace and professionalism. I know it had to be eating at him. It had to be very terribly difficult. But, Rick, I want to address that, but you go back to coming up through professional baseball ranks in the Negro Leagues where he started, and then go through all of that back in that era where, you know, it had to be separate bathrooms so you couldn't eat with the other guys, all that coming up through. And then to chase the iconic Babe Ruth and handle it with the dignity that he had outwardly, you can only admire him. Again, being a decent person, outwardly keeping it all in perspective, but it had to be horribly different. I know he got death threats. My goodness, it's a game of baseball.
Right.
And he went through it. I can only imagine the pride running around the bases that he had when he broke the record. And God bless him for keeping it together, but also God bless him for doing it.
Not a bad front office guy either later on in his career, was he? I mean, he had a tremendous amount of success.
Representing the Braves, representing Major League Baseball, no better.
Yeah.
Nobody better.
Absolutely.
Nobody better.
Steve, thank you for remembering Hank Aaron, and thanks for sharing some of those stories with us. It's always great to hear your voice.
Good to visit with you, Rick. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
You bet. Steve Blass with us here on KDK, a pirate for life, not only as a player, but as a broadcaster and now continuing in a lot of ways that Hank Aaron did as an ambassador for the game and for the team that he loved. Steve Blass with us here on KDK.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.